Do you have a loved one that might need a little extra care? Check out Regency on the Lake. Located in Fort Gratiot, Regency on the Lake offers the latest healthcare services with rehab, respite, and long-term care. 810-385-7260.
All right, the new 105.5 WPHM. Comedy is making a comeback. You might say, well, where did it go? We haven't had a lot of great comedies in the theaters in recent years, but Bobby Farrelly is doing something to change that. He is a film director, screenwriter, producer. He and his brother Peter, the Farrelly brothers, known worldwide for iconic comedies like Dumb and Dumber and There's Something About Mary. And Bobby Farrelly's new movie is Driver's Ed. He's on the line with us right now. Bobby, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing great. What was your inspiration for this film?
Well, this, you know, usually we have different inspirations, like what made us write the script. In this one, I didn't write the script. I found this script. So somebody else had written it. And when I read it, I thought, this is such a fun story. It reminds me of an old John Hughes movie and about kids in high school. And it really felt so true and funny and adventure and fun. Everything, I just liked everything about it. So I responded to the material. Then I thought, I gotta find the right young kids to play these parts. And I set out, and I believe I pulled it off, because these four actors who are in it are just terrific. They're all awesome. You know, you might know Sam Nivola from, he was in White Lotus, but the rest of them are pretty much unknowns. But they're not going to be for long. They're all great young actors.
Could be the new Brat Pack. Who knows? You mentioned you mentioned John Hughes, and I kind of had the same thing when I was watching the trailer for Driver's Ed. I thought, oh yeah, this looks like an old John Hughes movie from the '80s.
Exactly, and I you know, John Hughes was a genius. He made it look easy. Like he just would tell these stories, and there was so many characters in it. Whether it was Ferris Bueller or all the Molly Ringwald characters, and but he was just so good at telling these high school stories, and you know, the four characters in this, they just felt so real. They felt I just felt like I totally believed each one of these guys. One of the kids, the lead guy Sam, he gets panicky because his freshman in college girlfriend, he's a senior in high school, and he can tell his girlfriend's about to dump him. And he's taking driver's ed, and he panics, and he steals the car. And the three other kids in the car end up going on this road trip with him, this adventure to get to the college to try to save his relationship. So it was just a fun story, and really just everything about it I liked. I love high school comedies.
I do too, and especially you know, one that has some heart to it. I mean, it's, you know, the humor is great, but when you can really relate to these characters, you say, oh yeah, that's me, or I knew that guy.
Yeah, you know, Paul, it's always been our thing that it makes the comedy work so much better if you actually do relate to them and you do feel them, and there is some heart there, and there's definitely some heart in this story because you care about these guys. They're all troubled in their own high school way. They're, you know, not big problems, but they got their situations, and they all have to deal with it. And by, I don't know, just the adventure of this road trip, they all do a lot of growing, and they become great friends along the way, and so it's a fun story.
Why do you think there haven't been as many comedies released in theaters in the last few years, and are we ready for comedies to make a comeback?
I know. I think we are ready for comedies to make a comeback. You know, a lot of people just got to the point where they didn't want to joke about certain things, and there were too many, you know, you can't do that, you can't say this, you can't do that. There was that feeling, and it did cut into comedy for sure. But I do feel like we're kind of getting to the end of that, and people need to laugh, you know. Yeah. They do, and it's not always just you can't do this. I don't know what it is in this movie that we can't, you know, someone would say we can't do that, because this is all real stuff. These are real high school kids having real high school situation, so it feels like it's important, you know, to laugh about it. I know comedy is medicinal; it heals society. So I hate to think of no comedies out there. So I'm a big proponent of, let's bring it back. Let's do some more laughing.
Absolutely, and road movies are so much fun too. I mean, I bet that was that fun or a challenge going out on the road to shoot this film.
Oh, I love road movies. You know, our first movie we ever made, Dumb and Dumber, was a road trip.
For sure.
I just love that They're in a car because it gives you the feeling like you don't know what's going to happen. The world is your oyster when you're in a car and you're just on an adventure, and the next stop could, you know, anything can happen. So and it does in this in our story here. So you don't know what's around the corner, and it's a fun trip.
In theaters May 15th, Driver's Ed, directed by Bobby Farrelly. Bobby, great talking to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much, Paul. Great talking to you.
All right, bye-bye. The new 105.5 WPHM, a legend, director, screenwriter, producer, Bobby Farrelly. His new movie that he's directed is called Driver's Ed, with some talented young stars. It opens next week, May 15th, just in time for summer.